Good morning.
Good morning.
And I'm not even going to comment on the weather. We all have our feelings about it. I want to begin today with the announcements and prayer concerns, and I will share what I have up here first. Asking prayers for safe travels for my daughter as she travels to the border for her job. That's an anonymous one, but please pray. Prayers and blessings for birth of a great-granddaughter, Adeline Hope, for Bob and Karen Downing. Awesome. Quarterly giving statements are in the back of the sanctuary. If you haven't gotten yours yet, please take time to pick it up today. Today is highway pickup. No? D. Okay, it was crossed out if you're saying today, and I'm thinking, really? Okay. So, to be decided later. clipboard sign up in the back let me get to that in just a moment. I gotta see. No highway pickup. Let me do the announcements that we need to remember in the back. We do have the flowers for Easter Sunday. The clipboard is in the back for that. We have our Maundy Thursday service is at the Presbyterian Church. There's a meal at 6, soup and breads, and we are asked to donate some breads, and there's a sign-up sheet in the back, clipboard in the back. We have Good Friday service here with the Presbyterians, and it is at 1 o'clock. Let's see if I'm missing anything. Easter sunrise service, there's a 8 a.m. sunrise service, and hopefully you can all make it, and we will meet in Friendship Hall. And also there's breakfast afterwards, and then our regular service is at the usual time of 10:55. There's also a sign up in the back for fellowship. We want to keep that going. That's always been a real blessing for this church. So if you are so willing to do one, please sign up in there too. I want to, before we get into the rest of these, I know Pastor Sue has one. I want to do this before I'm sure we're not on the radio. Most of you remember Miss Virginia Reitenberg, who's still very important part of our church, even though she can't attend right now. She's unable to. Turns 95 on Wednesday. And if you feel so moved to send her a card, I'm sure she would be thrilled. I know she's very faithful. She still does everything she can do except be in church for obvious reasons when you're that age, and she isn't driving. She's not supposed to be driving anyway. Okay. I just wanted to make note of that. And Pastor Sue has an announcement.
I've got just a few. Next week, in between sunrise, after breakfast, and before the regular service, we have an Easter egg hunt. So there are things for the children to do. So come, and then you'll be able to have Sunday school. You know, that's part of the Sunday school is Easter egg hunt. So come, either service, come for breakfast, and have fun with the Easter egg hunt. They'll be all over, depending on weather, inside or out. Also, sunrise. If you are going to be here for sunrise and you know that you will be here, I'm looking for some people to carry some of the altar pieces because we stripped the altar. So if you can help me with that, please see me. Also, that's on Good Friday. Also, if you're going to be here for sunrise at the 8 o'clock, if we will be putting the altar back together, I need people to carry things. So if you can do either of those dates, please see me, and I will give you a part.
No adult Sunday school next week. They're going to go to the Easter egg.
Now, I'm not sure about that one. Also, I have one more thing I'm just going to encourage. I know some of you have come out. The Deckerville Area Community Choir has performed on Friday night and on Saturday night. They're performing their last production today at 3 at McGregor. It is the story of Jesus and Holy Week. We really pray that you will come. It's an encouraging message, and we're having a lot of fun. and I will be leaving immediately after because I have a very short period to grab something to eat and be out at the church. So if you want some of Good Friday and Sunrise, you may want to write it down on the attendance pad or call me during the week because I'm not going to be available right after church. Okay? And go early and get a good seat.
Right. Okay. I was just going to add that, Karen, because I'm glad you said it. Okay, prayer concerns and Thanksgivings, announcements. Anything I need to add to this list? Okay, birthdays. Do we have any birthdays?
We have some birthdays. Are they here? Yes. Oh, how old are you going to be? Eight.
Adeline's going to be eight. Any other birthdays?
Back here. Helen.
And she's 39 again.
Helen, and we've got, yours was on Thursday
and
for Jenny's.
Monica's was this past week, too.
Monica's was Thursday. There was a hand over here. Suzette?
My brother's is today.
Oh, wonderful.
Yay. Wonderful. I was going to say, I knew there were a lot of birthdays, so, yes.
Any others? Any other birthdays? Don't want to miss anybody. Okay.
Right.
Any more? Any anniversaries?
I think the anniversaries have passed.
No anniversaries just for today, for this week. Okay, nobody want to interfere with Holy Week.
It is beginning of Holy Week. Somebody asked me this morning, why do we have palms? Palms were laid down, and you'll hear more of the story when I do the message. But the palms were taken off the trees and put on the ground as Jesus came through. And so today we are going to celebrate. It is a high holy day as we celebrate Palm Sunday. And there will be a part in here. The children are going to come through and they are going to be singing and raising their, well, they're going to be mostly doing this. We'll be singing, Tell Me the Stories of Jesus. And so when they come through, we will wave our palm branches as well. So make sure, don't hit anybody right next to you. You may need to do this. You may need to go to the side. Don't hit anybody.
That's the fun part.
Right? I know the kids are having a blast with it. So
that's the fun part.
It is the fun part. And we're really going to have fun today. We've got puppets and we've got all kinds of interesting things. And I really hope you come to Holy Week, but we're going to try to also go through a little bit of what Holy Week is. Somebody asked me in Sunday school, I've called it Passion Week. It is also Passion Week because it tells the passion story of Jesus Christ. But it's called Holy Week. We can call it Passion Week. It is both. But it's about the story, the passion of Jesus Christ. I remember the movie out long ago. It'd be a good idea to pull that out and watch what Jesus Christ actually went through before we begin, we come back on Easter Sunday. But don't go from today, where we're celebrating, till Easter morning, and we're celebrating without remembering what the rest of the week is, because that's the important piece of our theology and who we are as a church. And I believe we're about ready to worship God.
I just make one more quick comment, and the each pew is a red attendance book. Please sign it and pass it on. Please remember to do that. That's important. Our praise songs on the screens and in the book, 2075, two times through King of Kings and two times through Jesus, name of all names. Please stand and remain standing after that. Please remain standing for the call to worship. As we begin Holy Week, we need to stop and look at the last days of Jesus before his resurrection. With the pain and anger, mockery and ridicule, even death upon the cross. The cries of Hosanna on Palm Sunday soon turned to anger as they shouted, "Crucify him!" The invocation, is that unison? Okay. Please join me in the invocation as seen in your bulletin. Almighty God, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to suffer death on the cross. Grant that we may share in his obedience to your will and in the glory of his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The next hymn, Tell Me the Story of Jesus. And we have some special effects with it, right? Okay.
Thank you.
would be seated, and the children get to come right up front. We have the puppets that are going to give us a great message this morning. Let's say to all the children right up front here. Some of you can even come up here if you want. Yep. So lots of you this morning. That's so wonderful to see. Yep. It's okay, Bristol. You can come up. There you go. Come on up, and we're going to look this way. Look for the puppets here, okay? So come on. There you go.
One day, Jesus and his friends were walking towards Jerusalem.
Come on, everybody. We're almost there.
As they came close, he sent the two of them ahead to go get a donkey.
Go to the village up ahead. I need you to get me something.
Okie dokie.
No, not dokie. A donkey.
Oh, okie donkey.
Right. You'll find a young donkey.
Hee-haw.
Untie him and bring him here.
Okie dokie, donkey, donkey.
Right. And if anyone asks you about it, just tell them I sent you. And I'll send the donkey back when I'm done.
Okie dokie.
And found the donkey.
Hello, donkey.
Yeehaw. Okie dokie, donkey, let's go. Here you go.
Yeehaw.
Some people cut down branches.
Timber!
Just the branches, not the whole tree.
Oh, sawdust!
And they put branches on the road while other people put their coats on the road.
Coat in the road.
That's right. And they all shouted,
"Our Savior is here. Our Savior is near. From the city of David, it's finally clear. Hosanna, 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 let's sing. In the name of the Lord, he is blessed, he is king."
Each other, who is this guy?
It's Jesus.
Oh, cool. Our Savior is here, our Savior is near. From the city of David, it's finally clear. Hosanna, 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 let's sing. In the name of the Lord, he is blessed, he is king.
But the religious leaders were upset and told Jesus to make them stop saying those things.
But if the people are quiet, the stones will start singing.
Jesus said that nature is made to praise God. So we don't. If we don't, the rocks will burst into song.
It would turn into a rock song.
Right.
Our Savior is here. Our Savior is near. From the city of David, it's finally clear. Hosanna, 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 let's sing. A rock song to God.
And yet, despite all the joy, Jesus was sad and cried as he came into town.
Oh, Jerusalem, if only you knew the way of peace.
For the people there had turned away from God many times.
One day soon, your enemies will knock you down.
Our Savior is here.
Failed to welcome Jesus into their heart.
And that's why I cried.
Then Jesus went. When Jesus was done riding into town, he sent the donkey.
Hee-haw. Okie dokie, donkey, donkey, let's go.
Christians all over the world have celebrated the day that Jesus rode into town.
We call it Palm Sunday.
Because that was the day that the people waved palm branches and shouted.
Our Savior is here. Our Savior is near. From the city of David, it's finally clear. Hosanna, 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 let's sing. In the name of the Lord, he is blessed. He is king.
Thank you.
So what did you think about that, boys and girls? Was that pretty cool? It wasn't to you? Well, it was to me. I thought they did a great job. And boys and girls, that is what today is all about, is Jesus coming into the city. He rode a donkey. What did the donkey say? Hee-haw. 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 That was really a good donkey. It looked pretty real, didn't it?
Yeah.
It was a puppet, but it looked really real. So Jesus came in, and some of the men and women would say, Hosanna. Can you say Hosanna?
Hosanna.
Hosanna, really loud.
Hosanna. Hosanna.
Come on, everybody. Say Hosanna.
Hosanna.
Oh, that's much better. And Hosanna means to save us. And that's what Jesus did. He saved us. But not quite in the way of what they thought. Jesus saved us by dying on the cross for our sins, and then he rose again, and we'll celebrate that next Sunday, and it's called Easter. That's right, and we'll have Easter egg, and you got your new sandals already, don't you? Yes, that's pretty cool. So today we remember Jesus riding in on a donkey. And I have bulletins for you, but we're going to pray, and then the older girls are going to help pass them out, okay? So let's pray. Lord God, we thank you that Jesus rode into Jerusalem, coming in on a donkey, humble and pure, holy. We ask, Lord, that you bathe us, that we can be holy and pure too. And Lord, just help us to remember this week that you died for us, but that you also rose again for us. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. All right. He came back because he's powerful. I like that. You're right. Now, you guys get your bulletins. Don't forget to take your palms with you, and you get to take them home as well. But don't hit anybody during worship service with them, okay? All right. All right. Good to have you here. The chancel choir is going to come up as the kids leave, and we're going to sing the Palms on Palm Sunday.
was beautiful, choir. Just another way of praying to God through our music. Beautifully done. Our Old Testament reading today is from Isaiah 50, chapter 50, verses 4 through 9a. The Lord has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens my ear. To listen as those who are taught, the Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheek to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let me confront them. It is the Lord God who helps me. Who will declare me guilty? May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word.
Before we do the pastoral prayer, I have a note from Terry, my good Haiti friend. And she writes this to all of you. Dear wonderful friends at Sandusky First, just a small thank you for your warm welcome, your friendly faces, your inviting Bible study, your passion for children, and your compassion for Mrs. Eddy and the children at the orphanage in Haiti. I will share photos of the new stove with you as soon as God provides just a bit more. I expect that he will, in my upcoming presentation to a church on the west side of our beautiful state. You guys are great. Keep up the good words for faithful and loving God, Terry Eisman. And she writes, God bless you all. Let us now go to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Abba, Father, we come before you on this day of Palm Sunday, celebrating the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son. As he rides into Jerusalem, he stops and prays and weeps over his children, that they may come to know him. And so today, Lord, we ask that each one of us have that heart and mind and soul to reach out to connect with others, that they too may know who Jesus Christ is, that we will share this message of who Jesus is, to let them know that he is a man who brings us salvation, who gives us hope and eternal life. Lord, we pray for this church and all of our churches throughout the world, that as we gather on this day to worship you and praise your name, that our hearts may be changed, that our minds will seek you in all things, and that our lips will share as children sing your praise. Lord, we ask that you be with us during this holy week, that we can gather in your home, and that we can remember what you have done for us. And we thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who made all of it possible for us by dying on the cross and taking away our sins. Forgive us, Lord, for we are not always seeking you. But change us, Lord, that we may be your servants and your children, in the name of Jesus the Christ, who taught us together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom. This morning we're going to change and we're going to have our offering next, so if the ushers would please come forward if you'll get your morning offering ready. Lord God, we thank you for your gifts, for those who have given and those who have received, that these gifts may be used to further your kingdom here on earth, that all may know you in the name of the risen Christ. Amen. You may be seated. I encourage you to turn in your Bibles or pew Bibles. I will be reading out of the gospel lesson in Luke chapter 19, verses 28 to 40. Hear these words. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If any ask you, 'Why are you untying it?' say, 'The Lord needs it.' Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' And they replied, 'The Lord needs it.' They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. And as he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. And when he came near the place where the road goes down from Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples.' And I tell you, he replied, 'If they keep quiet, the stones will cry out. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Oh Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, and now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. This holy day, Palm Sunday, Jesus asked his people to go and get that donkey and tie it and bring it to him so he could ride in to Jerusalem. He's near Bethage and Bethany and comes to the top of Mount of Olives. First time I went to Holy Land, we stayed right at a hotel right on top of Mount Olives overlooking the city. This last time when I went in November, we were close but not quite at the same spot where the Mount Olives started. But they took us to that place, and we got to proceed down as Jesus had rode that donkey, that colt, down Mount Olives. The side were trees where you could pick your palms and cut them down, some like this and some as palms you've had in other years that have been just the one leaf. And they stripped them and waved them, and some put them on the ground, even their cloaks, that Jesus could walk down this pathway. As we went down that pathway, it was a little wider than the aisle right here, and it sloped down, and you would travel very easily, but gently, down that road. I remember the first year when I was there, they said, make sure you stay to the right and nothing will happen to you, but don't walk down on the left. Because of the situation that was in Israel, in Jerusalem at that particular time. This year we got to take the whole lane and go all the way down. But as you come down from Mount Olives, you're coming down and you kind of curve, and there's this little church that is there. We got to stop at that church and go in. It's formed in the shape of a teardrop where Jesus overlooked Jerusalem, and he stopped and he wept. He wept for his people because he knew what lied ahead, but he also would know that many still would not understand who he was and what he could do for them. And so the teardrop church is there, and we got to go in silence and pray and remember Jesus at that particular place and time. We continued to walk down Mount Olives as Jesus had walked in into the city of Jerusalem. Now there's only a few gates. Most of them are open now, but there's one that is still closed on the walls of Jerusalem. The one that they say that Jesus Christ will come through as he comes back to see us a second time. That gate is still closed. The other gates are open and we could go in to Jerusalem. But imagine that day as he's traveling down that road, people are waving their palm branches and they're shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Shouting for him to save us. Save us, Jesus. Not as what we know of saving, but they wanted that king that would save their country, that would battle for them and protect all of them. Little did they know that he would save them, but in a whole different way and matter, a way of salvation. That Holy Week, the week of the Passion, as Jesus Christ went through that week, Last week I preached the story of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus having Jesus for dinner. That was actually 6 days before. It was the Monday of Holy Week that Mary anointed Jesus with the oil, the nard. Tuesday of that week, Jesus went to the temple. I'm sure he went to the temple to pray, but it was coming of Passover. And at Passover, which was going to begin on Thursday, the people needed to make sure that they would have an animal to have a blood sacrifice. And they were selling those animals in the house of worship. You can imagine how those people must have felt, and they wanted to make money because that was one way they had their fundraiser. We didn't have our fundraiser to make money for our temple, for our church. We sell these animals, and then people have an animal, a dove, or whatever small animal they may have to make their sacrifice. Jesus drew near, and he was angry. He was angry at them for selling birds and animals in the worship place. I can't imagine how much we would feel if we were selling animals in our sanctuary. Would we be happy? But Jesus was mad not because of the animals, but because they were selling them and making money off of them. And he took the tables and he upturned it. Oops. And he said, "Thou place should not be a place, a den of robbers, but a house of prayer." How dare you? Well, I imagine it didn't make the people very happy at that moment that he upturned the tables and the money went all over. Kind of like ours did today, but folks, most of it's up here. That's what took so long to get the ushers back up here. Just a few bills and a few change. And then I'm sure that Jesus prayed, because that's what Jesus did. Wednesday, there was that preparation for Passover. The Passover that comes on Thursday, that is part of our Monday, Thursday. And people were preparing. Don't you go to the store before you have to cook and make all of your food and gather, clean your house for everybody who's coming for Passover? So that was Wednesday, that day of preparation. And then it came to Monday, Thursday, Passover. Remembering the time that blood was put on the doorpost, way back in the Exodus, and that the people that believed would put their blood on and they would be passed over, hence the name of Passover, that they would not be killed. But on this particular Passion Week, the Passover was much different. We celebrated every first Sunday of the month when we take the bread that Jesus took during that meal. And we remember that it is his body that was broken on that cross for you and I. And we take the cup as he took the cup after the dinner was over. And he said, "I give thanks and bless this cup. It's a new covenant. It's a new beginning for all of us. It's a new time where we can remember that Jesus bled. His blood came from his body and bled out for you and I on that cross. For the forgiveness of sins. That you and I can be forgiven." And in that time, When they were having their meal together, Jesus says to one of them, and one of you, his disciples, would betray me. Peter's always one of the first to speak. If you know Peter at all, Peter, is it I, Lord? Is it I? Jesus says, it is the one who dips their hand in the cup with me. And then in our lot of our text and reading, depending on what version and text you have, Satan enters Judas at that moment. And Judas and Jesus have their cup, their hand in the same cup. And Judas knows that he is the one that will betray Jesus. And he gets up and he runs away from the table. After that dinner was over, that Passover day on Monday, Thursday, Jesus goes to the Garden of Gethsemane, where he kneels and he prays to his Father that this cup, Father, let this cup be passed from me, but not my will, but your will be done. We had the honor of going to that garden. I've been there twice, where there are huge trees that are olive trees, the trunks that are over thousands of years old. This time when I went, there was rod fencing all the way around so that you don't go in to that garden to protect its ancient history. But you could be outside and look and remember that Jesus knelt and sweat blood of what he was to face in the next day. We got to go in the church, because everywhere you go there, if there's a holy place, there's a church that's there, to see the rock that Jesus knelt and prayed, to remember his suffering even before it all really began, knowing that he would die the next day. That night, as he went through the night and into the next morning, Jesus was whipped and beaten, gone before Pilate. Pilate wants to wash his hands of the whole thing. But everything is placed, I believe, according to God's will. And that Friday morning, to being whipped and beaten and no sleep, no food, Jesus has to carry that heavy cross up the hill to Calvary. He was tired. He had been beaten. But he knew he needed to keep going. And as he would try to make his way up the hill, and it's up a hill, he would drop the cross because it was heavy. Thinking about our burdens on that cross, our sins on that cross, I imagine it got heavier as he went along up that hill to Golgotha, the place of the skull. We went there. The rock is in formation that it looks like a skull. Where off to the side, they would have put the three crosses. nailing the two that were guilty on either side of Jesus and nailing Jesus to the cross, spreading out his arms and his feet nailed together. You and I nailed Jesus to that cross. For every time we sin, that was another nail that was put into his hands and feet. All of our sins, from those before us to those now living to those that will be beyond us. It was us. Not just those Roman soldiers. We nailed him to the cross. I pray that you will come and be with us on Monday, Thursday, to get a little more feel of what Christ did for us and what he went through on Good Friday as we nailed him to the cross. And come back next week for the rest of the story. Amen. Our closing song is All Glory, Laud, and Honor. Let us remember and sing, for this is Jesus' week, and what he's done for us, may we honor and glorify him. Please stand as able.
Thank you.
What a day. The day that Jerusalem welcomed Jesus and waved their palm branches and laid their cloaks down for him. The excitement, the party was going on. And they rang out, "Hosanna in the highest! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." Remember today and come through the week. Those same people that waved their palm branches and were excited, then yelled, "Crucify him. Crucify him." Go in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
It will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine. I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing, hallelujah.
Test, test.